USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Negotiators on both sides of the debt ceiling issue are trying to resolve the issue of government spending cuts ahead of today's meeting between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The clock is winding down on reaching an agreement to raise the debt ceiling, as the Treasury Department has warned the U.S. could default as soon as June 1st. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott made it official this morning. He's joining the crowded field running for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. Scott says he wants to take back America.
The radical left is pushing us into a culture of grievance instead of a culture of greatness.
Scott also talked about his upbringing in a single-parent household, saying America is the land of opportunity, not oppression. Scott is the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students will go to trial in October. Brian Koberger appeared in court today, where his attorney informed the judge that Koberger would not be entering a plea. The judge then entered a not guilty plea for the 28-year-old. Once it begins on October 2nd, his trial is expected to last for 6 weeks. A plan has been reached to conserve water in the Colorado River. The states of Arizona, California, and Nevada have agreed to voluntarily conserve 3 million acre-feet of water over the next 3 years to help stabilize the river. The river's flow has dropped about 20% over the last 20 years. A small public university is buying one of the world's largest private-for-profit schools.
The University of Idaho, the state school in the Panhandle, with an enrollment of nearly 7,000, is buying the University of Phoenix, enrollment 80,000 students and about 8,000 teachers and staffers. The Idaho State Board of Education approved the deal last week to sell bonds to cover the price tag of $550 million. As part of the move, the University of Phoenix will close its remaining buildings and go completely online. I'm Richard Johnson.
This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The mayor of Uvalde, Texas, is still looking for answers following last year's deadly school shooting that killed 19 students and two teachers. The mayor says nobody has taken accountability for what happened. He says an ongoing feud between the city and the Uvalde district attorney has made it difficult to access records. Exxon has purchased land in Arkansas, and it's not to drill for oil.
ExxonMobil is looking past gasoline by drilling for something other than oil, lithium. Exxon recently purchased drilling rights to a sizable chunk of land in Arkansas where it plans to produce lithium. Exxon is said to have bought 120,000 gross acres in the Smackover Formation of southern Arkansas from Galvanic Energy for at least $100 million. Back in the mid-70s, Exxon chemist Stanley Whittingham helped develop the lithium-ion battery, an invention in which he later won the Nobel Prize. I'm Lance Pry.
Cases of Bud Light that went unsold and have expired after the Dylan Mulvaney controversy are now being bought back by Anheuser-Busch. The beer didn't sell after the company used the transgender influencer Mulvaney in a marketing campaign. An online backlash caused a boycott of the beer. The brewer says it's planning a branding revamp that will focus on the all-American themes of football and country music. And sorry, ladies, but one of the world's wealthiest bachelors is off the market. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is engaged to his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez. He popped the question while the two were sailing around Europe. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.